very happy now to welcome Scott Coker. He is the president of Bellator MMA. And, of course, tomorrow night down at the Shark Tank or the SAP Center, it's going to be Bellator 142 Dynamite featuring Tito Ortiz taking on Liam McGeary. And, Scott, I had both of those gentlemen in here. It seemed like a couple of months ago. How early do you start promoting something like this?
Well, we started promoting probably about 60 days ago. Sent these guys on a tour around the country, and they've been doing a great job. And then now the date's finally here. Everybody's pumped up. Everybody's excited.
And what's weird about it was that they were both very nice blokes, and they admitted that they kind of liked each other. And that's weird because a lot of times, you know, these guys, they give each other the stare down or they have to act tough at all times. But I guess these guys are such confident fighters that they could be friendly with each other.
You know, that has changed now, because if you see the demeanor with Tito with Liam and vice versa, I think they're really not feeling each other right now. Tito got his face yesterday, and Liam, you know, Liam's the young lion, and he's going to be fighting the legend of the sport. And, you know, I think that these guys generally are at a point where they're ready to fight each other and get it on and see who's the champ.
I guess that was 2 months ago. They didn't have to get their game face on just yet, right, Scott?
I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, you know, they were friends. They had just met. Tito had watched him fight a couple of times. But, to get to the point now where, you know, they're going to be fighting each other, somebody's going to lock the cage door, and they're going to get it on. I mean, that's a certain amount of mentality there. So these guys are, fully ready and committed, and they're going to throw it down tomorrow night.
And you know what I love about this, too, and just sports in general, but, I mean, here's Ortiz with his background wrestling. And then, you know, McGeary was a construction worker in England, and he was just really good at beating people up. You just never know. It goes across any culture, any ethnic heritage. It's just whoever can beat somebody up. It's pretty cool. It's a meritocracy, isn't it?
I look at it a little differently in the sense that, you know, here is a guy like Liam McGeary who was, you know, he had a couple street fights in his day. But then to really take it to the next level, you really have to get into a jiu-jitsu program or a kickboxing program or a real good MMA gym that they can take it to the next level. And then it's really like he came over here, started studying at Henzo Gracie's gym, and he was like a beginner. And there were guys just kicking his ass and beating him up. And, then he said, oh, this is what I need to do. He spent the last 5 years, you know, preparing himself. And Tito, same thing. You know, he was a wrestler, realized that he wanted to become an MMA fighter. And he really had to work hard. And a certain amount of, you know, dedication and perseverance and indomitable spirit to become a really effective MMA fighter.
Speaking with Scott Coker about Dynamite down at the Shark Tank tomorrow night, and what's different about Dynamite is that you're going to have, as an undercard, some kickboxing, and I know going back to your roots, that was your thing, right?
You know, I started the kickboxing promotion back in ESPN, with ESPN, back in 85, and we did some shows here in the Bay Area. And that's when ESPN was not, you know, they didn't have football, they didn't have baseball. It was Australian rules football, some rugby. And then there's a lot of martial arts fighting back in the 80s on ESPN. So we started doing fights back then. And I really, you know, have enjoyed promoting martial arts, kickboxing, and now with MMA. And when I had the opportunity to do both, which is our show tomorrow night, Dynamite, I said, man, wouldn't it be great to put a ring and a cage side by side? And, let the fans come in and watch both. And I think it's going to be a great show tomorrow night.
And you're also going to have a one-night four-man tournament, which, so I guess two guys will go at it, and then the winners will face off?
That's correct. So tournaments in the past have been over a period of time in Bellator where they fought, like they fight tonight or tomorrow, then they would fight, 4 months from now. But I said, you know what, we got to do it the old school way. Let's just do it all in one night and get it on, and we're going to crown a champion tomorrow night.
If your eyes all swelled up from the first fight, it's tough luck, huh?
You know what? That's where the tournament, you know, it's an interesting strategy for those guys coming into the fight, because, you know, how do you, you know, do you take it all to the wall right from the beginning? Because there's only two rounds. The first round is only 2 5-minute rounds with a 1 minute rest period. And, do you go for it or do you pace yourself? There's not a lot of time. So, yeah, I'm expecting fireworks.
Well, yeah. You know, I was never a fighter like you, but I got to imagine that a 5-minute round must seem like an hour.
You know what? I'll tell you what. These guys are world-class athletes. I mean, if you look at the history of, you know, some of these backgrounds in wrestling, like Penn State with Phil Davis and King Mo at Oklahoma State, and they've evolved into MMA fighters, but, you know, they all started with some either wrestling or jiu-jitsu or martial arts background. And these guys are training and training. This is all they do all day long. So they're going to be in shape. But, you know, to the average guy, yeah, 5 minutes, that'd be a long round.
Speaking to the president of Bellator MMA, Scott Coker, and forgive me for asking, Bellator, Italian for beautiful tower. Where did that name come from?
Yeah, well, the Bellator, my understanding, it means warrior in Latin.
Ah.
So that's what it means. So, yeah, it's not the Italian version of beautiful. Maybe beautiful warrior.
Got you. Now, I think what's very smart about what you guys are doing is you're putting it on Spike TV for free. And whenever you lock fans out or make them pay, sure, you might cash in one night. But to grow the brand, to put it on free cable TV like that is a smart thing. So when did you decide that you were going to just let everybody watch it?
You know, I tell you, we talked about making this a pay-per-view fight, but, you know, we're traditionally broadcast on Spike on Friday nights. So this is a little different. Dynamite shows are going to be on Saturday night, something we'll probably do once a year. We talked with the network, and they said, hey, let's, you know, we'd really like to have this on for free for all of our consumers. And I said, okay, fine. So that's how it went down. But, you know, traditionally, Bellator is a free product on Spike TV. And it's a good what a great value, because you can watch all these great fights and you don't have to pay any money.
You know what I also think is great too is if you're in the Bay Area, you're going to have the weigh-in at 5 and then at 7, and this is open to the public. You go down to Dave and Buster's, and Randy Couture, Frank Shamrock, Royce Gracie, you got Kazuki Sakuraba, the Bellator girls. Everybody's going to be down there. This is an event.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. One of the things that we really taking pride in is we created this fan fest, and what we did was we brought in some of the legends of the sport, which are the fighters that you named, and also Kung Lee will be there, and Fedor Emelianenko will also be there, and they're signing autographs for free. All you do is go register at Bellator.com, and you can come to Dave and Buster's tonight after 7 o'clock and get in line and come meet the guys and take pictures and get autographs. It's a lot of fun.
And finally, Scott, I don't know if you can say truly or not on the radio, but the people who I've asked, how's this fight going to go, most of them have said that McGeary is going to destroy the old man. What do you think?
You know what? I tell you, that's the I'm sure that's the betting line. But how many times have you seen Tito Ortiz, you know, dig deep and climb that mountain one more time? And people, you know, kind of said he's done, and then he keeps winning and winning. And, you know, I think Tito wanted this fight so bad because he had something to shoot for. You know, we gave him a couple of other options, but he said, no, I want to fight the champ. I want to fight Liam McGeary, and I'm going to beat him. This is going to be my champ. I'm going to be the champ. I'm going to be the title holder. So, you know, you never can underestimate, you know, the legend of the sport like Tito, and it's going to be a really interesting matchup.
You know, it's funny. When he was sitting next to me here in the studio, I think I could have broken a board over his head, and he wouldn't have blinked. So he just seemed lightweight. I'm not going to count him out either. All right, well, listen,
yeah.
Scott, congratulations on the event. I know my buddy John Baker is heading down as a correspondent for us here at Sports Byline. If you run into him, say hi. He's a huge fan. Want to remind everybody to get down there to Dynamite. It's Bellator 142 at the SAP Center in San Jose. If you can't get down there, make sure to watch it on Spike TV. Scott, man, it's great talking to you, and we look forward to talking to you again next time around, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and come on back.